Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So you handed a pre-trained AI model. It's shiny, powerful, and trained on massive data sets. But then the mystery unfolds. It doesn't quite fit your needs, right? Think of it as receiving a Swiss Army knife with every tool imaginable, except the one that really matters. That's where fine-tuning comes to the plot. So let's look at the power of pre-trained models. Pre-trained models like BERT, GPT, and ResNet are generalists. They're good at a variety of tasks. But like detectives missing crucial clues, they often overlook specifics, like legal jargon or medical nuances. Fine-tuning helps transform these generalists into specialists. Let's look at a case file. Google Research fine-tuned BERT on legal and medical texts, boosting accuracy by 22%. So why this matters is, it's like teaching your general chef to perfect a gourmet recipe. Right? Let's look at the first thing, the power of pre-trained models. Pre-trained models like BERT, GPT, and ResNet are generalists. They're good at a variety of tasks, but like detectives missing crucial clues, they often overlook specifics. And these specifics could include legal jargon or medical nuances. Fine-tuning helps transform these generalists into specialists. So let's look at a case file. Google Research fine-tuned BERT on legal and medical texts, which helped boost accuracy by 22%. That's a big, significant improvement. And why this matters is it's like, think of it like a, you know, more something that you use in everyday life. It's like teaching your general chef to perfect a gourmet recipe, right? And I'm sure if you're a foodie like me, this would probably matter to you. Let's look at the second act. It's NLP fine-tuning chronicles. Language models, they excel at text tasks, but nuances like slang, sarcasm, or industry lingo trip them like crazy. Now enter fine-tuning, which is helping them sharpen their linguistic detective skills. A case file that I want to look at here is fine-tuned BERT for sentiment analysis, improved accuracy by 15% in the Stanford Sentiment Rebank project. Why this matters is sarcasm is so hard to detect. It's a crazy puzzle. So fine-tuning cracks that code and it ensures that AI labels are able to accurately detect, like, sure, that's great, as sarcasm, and it will be labeling it as negative, right? And then, so now let's move on to the third act. It's like an image models go undercover. So image models like ResNet, which are trained on broad data sets, they struggle with niche tasks, like medical imaging or, you know, any other niche tasks that you can think of in general. Fine-tuning equips them with a magnifying glass to spot subtle details. An example case file that I wanted to look at is ResNet's accuracy in detecting tumors from X-rays increased by 25% after fine-tuning. Why this matters is the difference between missing a clue in the image and solving the case. So yeah, it is pretty significant in that case. Let's look at multilingual models breaking language barriers. Multilingual models like MBERT handle multiple languages, but need fine-tuning to master specific dialects. case file that I want to look at is fine-tuned MBERT improved translation accuracy by 20% in a specialized language pair. So why this matters is fine-tuning ensures that AI understands not just the language, but the subtle rules and nuances. Moving on to the next one, transfer learning and resourcefulness. Fine-tuning isn't just about solving mysteries. It's efficient. Leveraging existing models saves resources and speeds up results. Case file that I want to look at here is that researchers cut training time by 50%, which was using fine-tuned ResNet for satellite imagery. And why this matters is it's eco-friendly detector work, minimal effort, and maximum insight. Best practices, which is now I'm just coming to the final act. Best practices, which I would say for fine-tuning to be a success. Best practices for fine-tuning success. It use a small learning rate for gradual changes. Make sure you're guarding against overfitting with early stopping or dropout. Monitor your validation laws to keep your AI on track. To summarize, fine-tuning transforms pre-trained models into specific task sleuths, which help solve mysteries in text, images, and beyond. Now, whether you're decoding sarcasm or identifying tumors, fine-tuning makes AI smarter, not harder. So that's why I have my blog titled the same way, How to Make Your AI Smarter, Not Harder. So that's, if you want to just learn more about that, I will link the blog in the show notes and you can have a look. To summarize, if you want to unlock any more AI mysteries, subscribe to my podcast. And if you have a Medium account, you can subscribe to my blog as well. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the next one.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.